Central American migrants continue to arrive at the South Texas border, overwhelming U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities there and diverting agents from patrols. Texas Governor Rick Perry has ordered up to 1,000 National Guard troops to the border to help prevent illegal activity.
Drug cartels, human traffickers, individual criminals are exploiting this tragedy for their own criminal opportunities.
Although Perry says the troops' presence would deter many lawbreakers, law enforcement officials in the border area are skeptical, since the National Guard lacks the authority to arrest or detain people. But Tony Payan, director of the Mexico Center at Rice University's Baker Institute, says Perry's plan might discourage people from crossing the border.
The greatest impact that 1,000 National Guard members may have is if you deploy them in a specific area that is seeing a lot of traffic, because they may be able to stem the tide. So in some sense, it's not altogether in vain.
But Payan says an overall reform of the U.S. immigration system is needed to resolve this crisis.
In the end, it's not new. It's always been there. And it's only one small bit of a much larger problem, which only Congress and the president can resolve.
But that resolution is on hold for now, as the Obama administration seeks $3.7 billion from Congress to deal with the Central American influx, which U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says is quickly depleting funds.
At our current burn rate within the Department of Homeland Security, ICE will run out of money in mid-August. Customs and Border Patrol will run out of money by mid-September.
But many Republican lawmakers, like Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, are reluctant to approve the request.
Will this request be the end, or will it be the beginning of many new requests by the administration for emergency funding?
Tony Payan says enforcement efforts alone will not be effective.
This is really a transnational problem that requires that the U.S., Mexico, and the three Central American nations in the northern triangle of that continent, that section of the continent, sit down and find development solutions, long-term solutions to this problem.
President Obama met with the presidents of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala last week. They all pledged cooperation and agreed much more needs to be done to address the fundamental reasons for the migration. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.